Welcome back to the Frank Montana Show, and it's time for the dirty little secret of what is lying under shoe. Do you ask your guests to take off their shoes when they come into your home? I know my wife's a fan of this. My sister-in-law's a fan of this. We actually, in my book, Dirty Little Secrets of Design, I actually have hold up a sign that says, take yo shoes off. And I've had a lot of people tell me they cut out that picture of me in my book and they put it on their front door. But right by the front door in a frame that says, take your shoes off. So they don't actually have to be rude about it, because I think, you know, it could be rude to say, take your shoes off. The consensus on the texts that I've been getting in, apparently, it's a split decision. Some people are like, hey, I'm not licking my floor. I'm not going to get sick. And others are like, absolutely, especially if you have kids, take it off. So joining us in studio to kind of help us get through this disgusting topic, we have Dave Rampage from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and son-in-law Ben is joining us. Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good. Thanks good. For having us on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. So guys, talk about this issue. You guys see it all day long in your business. How serious is this? Because people are, you know, some people aren't taking it serious. And I just read the article from ABC.com. What's your take on it?
Well, it is serious. The problem is you don't see this bacteria that's in the carpet, so you ignore it. And that's something you should do. You should at least clean it once a year, get it out of there.
So you're talking about deep cleaning.
Absolutely.
And you guys have some serious equipment to do that.
We do. We have the world's most powerful truck mounts, and we'll get the bacteria out
of
the carpet.
I've been calling it the Vortex. Is that correct?
One of our trucks is the Vortex.
The Vortex. Yes, it is. All right. Good. Yeah. So, you know, the text, like I mentioned, people are like, oh, you know, I can't get sick. Do you see this happen? Do you ever get calls from somebody saying, you know, there's, you know, people in my house that are getting sick, and we don't know why. Well, taking precautions, can you come clean and sterilize our carpets and...
Oh, sure. Definitely that happens. And yes, we can take care of that when it does.
And is there something in the additives, I mean, that you're putting in terms of the shampoos and the conditionings for the rugs?
Well, we use a salt-based product, so we don't use a detergent. We don't believe in the detergents. But also we put purified water in the steam.
And that's it. I mean, purified water itself. And mm-hmm. not most companies do that, right?
Right. No, nobody does that around here.
Now, is that an added expense, or you guys just kind of build it into everything?
It's a lot more costly to use purified water, but it cleans much more thoroughly.
And how about in terms of hardwood floors? Do you guys clean hardwood floors as well?
We don't clean hardwood at this point.
Now, what if somebody has hardwood? What would you suggest they use on it? And I know that you're not a hardwood floor expert, but you are a cleaning expert.
Sure. They should use a neutral floor cleaner. They could probably find something at their local hardware store.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just have a feeling that, you know, we're not convincing people. And I think that, you know, when you drag out, because, you know, you have those strong hoses mm-hmm. and you bring it into the truck, when you open that lid of dirty water, what does that look like?
Oh, you know, I have a friend in another state that cleans carpets, and he actually, when he was dumping his dirty water, he got a staph infection on his foot.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
All right, folks, you hear that? So for you naysayers out there that are like, eh, I don't care, you know, I'm walking to my house, you can get a staph infection. You can get, you know, weird things. And, you know, sometimes bacteria ends up, you know, you think it's on the floor. Well, what about when you kneel down to go tie your shoe and you put your hand on the floor and you don't realize it for 2 seconds? And then you, later on, you didn't wash your hands, you know, wipe your eye or something. Those little things you don't think about, that's how that stuff enters your body. So it is really important to keep your carpets, keep your floors clean. Tell us about, you know, what your solution for a spot clean would be. You know, if I know that, you know, somebody, because my sister-in-law is like this. If I walk in and I put my toe on the rug, she's there with a spot cleaner and like cleaning the spot that I pressed. Is there a particular product in, you know, that we could use that would help that?
Yeah, well, when we clean your carpets, as you know, Frank, when we cleaned yours, we give our customers a detergent-free spot cleaner. We don't believe in soaps. Soaps leave a residue, and with a residue, it's going to attract soil and bacteria. So we do recommend a detergent-free
product.
So
she's not crazy, my sister-in-law?
Not at all.
Oh, good. She'll like to hear that. Because I think she is. I mean, it's neurotic. Now, my father-in-law, he'll just walk in your house with his cowboy boots. He doesn't care. He's like, you know. So I don't think you're ever going to win the battle, per se, of people not taking, which is good because it keeps you in business, I guess.
Sure.
So you kind of want people to keep their shoes on.
Definitely.
And then as far as how many times a year you think people should get their carpets cleaned, any suggestions on
that? On average, once a year.
Once a year.
The carpet mills require every year and a half to 2 years for warranty purposes. In areas that are used more often, like your family room, maybe the master bedroom, steps, hall, you should probably do every 6 months.
And is there, do you know, you deal with a lot of carpet. Is there a better type of carpet out there that people can choose that wouldn't hold so much bacteria? Have you ever heard anything like that?
No, carpet is like a filter, so it's going to hold the bacteria. You just need to clean the filter.
I mean, a lot of people moving away from carpet in general because of this issue.
Well, there's actually a study done by Dr. Michael Berry that says that carpeting keeps the allergens out of the breathing zone. So carpet actually is beneficial to be in the carpet. But again, it is a filter. You need to clean it.
Cool. Well, let's talk to Pat. We have a caller holding. Hey, Pat, thanks for calling the show.
Yes, I have not a complaint, but I agree with you. When my children were little, the pediatrician said never wear shoes on carpeting because the children crawl around and put their fingers in their mouth and everything. And then when we moved to Florida, I had off-white carpeting, so I definitely didn't want people coming in with their shoes on. So people would take their shoes off, and I had little sock feeties for them.
So that's a good solution right there. It's like when you go into tour a home or you're going to, you know, real estate agent comes in with people. They give you those little booties.
Right.
Yes. I think I'm going to get booties for all my guests.
Now
Pat, did you get decorative booties or are they just kind of straight, you know, surgical booties?
Straight. Dollar store.
Dollar store. Nice. But I like the solution. So it's, even today, you're kind of adamant about it.
Oh, yes. I live on the fourth floor now of a condo, and my friends still do that. They take off their shoes.
Interesting. Good stuff. Well, thanks for calling, Pat. Appreciate it.
Okie doke.
All right. Bye-bye. So there you have it, folks. I guess that, you know, some people care, some people don't, but there is some medical proof of this. And Dave and his guys see it all the time in your carpet cleaning business. Dave, how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in having you come out? Because you guys are a great support. I had them do my house. These guys are fantastic. They did my sofa. I saved my sofa. I'm actually going to need you to come back already. The kids destroyed it again. Never ends.
Yeah, the number is 708-599-5151, or you can visit our website at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Perfect. And do you guys have any promos going on right now?
We're offering three areas for $139.
That's a great deal. And then a little sneak peek, next month there's going to be a nice special running. So
yes.
You can hang out, you know, if you're not looking for it this month, next month is also good too. Dave, thanks so much for coming, and Ben, appreciate it.